720 WGN on the phone with us, our old buddy from Fox Chicago. It's Luke Kanellis. This is nice to have you back on the air.
Hey, buddy. How are you, Petey?
How you doing, man? First of all, people should
know
that you spent a lot of time in Arizona for spring training. You are Greek, and you're very dark. Do you wear sunscreen at all?
Yeah, I do on my face now because I'm getting older. And I don't want to look old and shriveled up. I'm married to a very attractive woman who I don't want to kick me to the curb because I look way too old for her 10 years from now.
That is so funny because we all worked with Waddle, and Waddle needs to put sunscreen on his face because every time he goes golfing, he gets beet red. And we've all learned our lesson, haven't we?
Yes, and I at least cut my hair. Waddle doesn't even like to cut his hair.
What was it like leaving Chicago in the dead of winter and going to Scottsdale, hanging out in Arizona?
Sucked. It was paradise, Pete. It was paradise. What do you want me to tell you? They had record highs. I don't think I saw a cloud for 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Temperature ranged between 77 and 85 degrees.
Yeah.
Every woman out there was as tight and fit as you could imagine because if you're not out there, you get kicked to the curb and they send you on a plane back to Chicago.
We were talking about the first warm day in the spring. I'm talking late April, early May, how everybody comes out and you drive past a park and you'll see women laying out in the park in Chicago. And it'll be like
the best.
It'll be like 60 degrees and everybody's out. I can't wait for that day. Oh,
it's the best. It's why we live through these winters in Chicago, because the spring and summer is so great. It's like released from prison for 6 months.
There's nothing better than summer in Chicago, right?
It's the absolute best. I tell people that if it was summer in Chicago 12 months a year like it is in San Diego, there'd be 20 million people living in the city.
I know. You're probably right.
And I don't want 20 million people in my backyard. So
no, you don't.
I guess I deal with the 4 or 5 million. And wait, listen, in all honesty, we have not, and you and I are born, bred Chicagoans. I know you're from Peoria, but I can't remember a winter like this in 25 years.
No. I mean, I had a paper route in 78 and 79. I remember that winter, how bad it was because I was delivering papers. But this is just, it's been brutal. It's terrible.
It's been tough. And, you know, on the newscast tonight, we talked about cold weather coming back again next week. But for the first time, I mean, all winter long, it's been, you know, 10 inches of snow one day, then 30 below the next day. 10 inches of snow, you know, there's
right.
been no reprieve. At least we saw sun for 2 days.
I know, man.
And the temperature, we're in the 40s, 50s, and tomorrow it'll be, you know, 55 degrees. Unfortunately, tomorrow it's going to be windy and raining, but whatever. Hey, who am I to complain? I'm getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and headed to the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. I just hope we don't come across my camera guy, Jeff Willis, and I don't come across a tornado driving down I-65 at 5:30 in the morning.
You better be careful, buddy, because that could happen.
I know. I'm not kidding. I am 100% serious. I just hope the Bears make this trip worth it for me as well.
Well, a few things while we're talking about football. Are the Bears going to release Julius Peppers? What's going to happen with him? Is he going to become a free agent? Are they going to cut ties?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So they're going to just let him go? Because
I mean, Phil Emery has not told me that, nor has Mark Trestman, but that is my prediction. My prediction is that they will not be able to settle on any type of renegotiation of the contract. And it's just too big of a cap hit for the Bears to handle because they've got so many holes and need so much help.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be surprised if number 90 was back next season, Julius Peppers in number 90 in the number 90 uniform. But you know, having said that, I don't know who they're going to get to rush the quarterback.
And what happens to number 99? Is Shea McClellan gone?
No, Shea McClellan's not gone, but you know, I'm interested to see how they're going to use him. You know, we found out yesterday that they are going to continue to play their 4-3 defense. I'm sure they'll have him stand up as a linebacker to rush the quarterback, but I hate to believe that that's what we spent the first round pick on 2 years ago on a guy who's going to play 30-40% of the snaps.
It's just it's brutal. We got about a minute left, Lou, before I go into commercials, but I want to ask you about March 1st. Are you going to the game at Soldier Field, Blackhawks?
I need tickets.
Well, don't
I really,
you?
I called my wife from Arizona yesterday. I asked her if she wanted to go, just thinking I'd be nice, and she'd say, no, it's too cold out.
Uh-huh.
That would be great because you never get to tailgate.
Right.
That would be a blast on a Saturday night to have you go as a fan and drink beers and tailgate. Yes, I want to go. So now I'm on the spot. I've got to come up with two tickets.
Fantastic.
Good audience out there. If anyone wants to sell me two tickets to the Winter Classic Blackhawks-Penguins game, I'm looking.
I'm going. Rob Martier is going to be going from the show. I'm going with all my brothers. We're tailgating in the South Lot, and I think GN's going to be doing something before the game. I don't know what they've decided yet, but we're going to do something outside Soldier Field.
Ask Miller to give me his tickets.
Scott, can you give Lou? Lee's shaking his head. He has no tickets. He's got nothing. I have a hall pass.
Carlos spilling away of a mustache.
Oh, it's terrible. I have a hall pass for the entire day. I told my wife that I had to be down at Soldier Field at noon. Of course, that was a lie because the game isn't until 7 o'clock. So I figured I'd go to your house and just walk over to Soldier Field since you live nearby.
You're invited. Oh. And guess what? If you can come up with a ticket, I'll tell my wife that I need to work, and then you and I go out after the game.
Oh, man. Now you're talking. I love it. I can't wait.
We're going to the Paris Club, buddy.
Oh, no. I'll be all layered up for the Soldier Field game. Lou, we got to run. It was great talking to you. Hopefully we'll have you on again very, very soon.
Pete, thank you. Great to talk to you, buddy.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
All right. Lou Kanellis from Fox Chicago at 720 WGN.